only life. We have set them up for perdition, total deception. And friends, they then will be the ones who will betray, thinking they're doing God a service, will turn around and betray those who are truly trying to follow the Christ who said he is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. These young people who are buying into this moralistic, therapeutic deism, because that is what has been translated to them from their parents and their pastors and their youth pastors, they are going to end up embracing the one world government, the one world economy, and the one world inclusivist religion that excludes true Bible-believing Christianity. This is dangerous. It's not a matter of statistics. It's a matter of eternal destiny. The church's accommodating impulse does not stem from God's call to us to share our lives with a stranger or to share God's love with others. Instead, it grows out of our need as a church to be liked and approved. In other words, leaders of the church, adults, have succumbed to the teenage disease of trying to please their peers. Young people will not develop consequential faith simply by being absorbed into a so-called Christian culture as an alternative to the culture at large. Churches are quite capable of developing deformative cultures of their own while washing down the gospel with large gulps of rationalization. To a large extent, we can determine the degree to which a congregation chooses to imitate Christ and participate in the divine ethic of giving, or practice a risk-averse gospel of self-fulfillment. Consequential faith has risks. The love of Christ is love that is worth dying for. Congregations are far more reluctant to ask this kind of faith of teenagers than teenagers are to respond to it. Churches help young people develop consequential faith best when they focus not on who they are, but by focusing on who Christ is calling young people to become as his envoys in the world. I say a profound amen to these two. A very, very powerful warning to the entire professing Christian community in America. What is God saying to his church? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You've left your first love. You become like Sodom and Gomorrah. You become like Jezebel and lukewarm. Repent. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Want to make sure that if you would like to get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints, by the way, I shared several different experts, the spirituality of seduction, dealing with syncretism and so on, from this book. It covers a vast array of material, and I think you will find it very helpful. Some have said it was the most powerful and life-changing book that they had ever read other than the Bible. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. If you'd like the special offer, getting the book The Return, which is a wonderful complimentary book to Seduction of the Saints. It's a $12 book. Your combined gift of just $28 to Save America Ministries will put both of them in your hands. There'll only be one $4 postage and handling, so you'll save, in essence, $6 by getting the two together. But you'll have to call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Otherwise, you can order either one of them online, saveus.org. Tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen, if you believe that this program is worth hearing and should be heard here across America and around the world, Let your friends know. Let your business associates know. People in foreign countries, let them know. Email them. And would you consider, seriously consider, becoming a partner with us day after day? We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And let's keep the faith once presented to the saints.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Paul Williams. And those of you who've listened to our programs for a long time may remember my interviews with Paul in the past, dealing with the Al-Qaeda connection, with his book on Triple Cross. But recently, as somebody had mentioned to me, something about a place called Islamburg in the United States, where there are a number of radical Muslims who are actually being trained militarily. And I was rather surprised to hear about it. And the name of Paul Williams was raised, and so I called Paul, and he told me the most amazing story. Now, I certainly have my ear fairly close to the ground, and I'm on the internet on a daily basis looking for stories, but this is one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard. So with that as a background, Dr. Paul Williams, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's a pleasure to be with you again.
All right. Well,
I wish I were on Monterey Bay, though.
Well, Sydney, we are blessed to live here. One of these days, maybe we'll get out here and you can stop by and visit us. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your work, since, of course, the Triple Cross is the story of Allah Muhammad, one of the most notorious and important of all the double agents or triple agents or quadruple agents. Anyway, there's a wonderful book called Triple Cross going into Allah Muhammad, who was behind, associated with almost all of the vicious attacks on our forces, after even going back to 1993. The difficulty is that he was working for the FBI, or was he working for Al-Qaeda? Was he working for the CIA? Nobody knows where he is, but sometime we can get perhaps to another program on Ali Muhammad. Let's talk about Islamburg and what's going on there. What is Islamburg, and why should we be concerned, and why are you so concerned about it?
Islamburg is a compound, a paramilitary compound, between Hancock and Deposit, New York. It's at the foothills of the Catskill Mountains. It was established in 1980 by a Pakistani missionary by the name of Sheikh Jilani, who the first inhabitants of Islamburg came from Brooklyn. He set up a mission in Brooklyn for Dar al-Islam, a very radical street group. He just radicalized them and made them worse. When members of the Dar ended up in prison, when they got out, he set up this place for them to live. It was a settlement, once again, in Hancock, New York, right outside of Hancock, New York. And if you visit the settlement, as I have done many times, you'll find that there's a firing range. You'll find that there's an obstacle course. You'll find scores, hundreds of Muslim men preparing for the jihad. More alarmingly, Dr. Stan, you will find that Islamburg and the other compounds that this Jilani established throughout the country, and there are about 62 of them, all have underground bunkers where they train. And once a lot of these people come from prison, come from the prison system. They go right to these compounds, and they're trained from the for the jihad. Now, another thing, that, once again, if I know I'm right, this is the gospel truth. And if it's not, may the Lord send me where I deserve to be. But it's in Islamburg and compounds like that, there are not only underground bunkers, and there's not only training for the jihad, but every year, residents of these compounds are sent to Pakistan to participate in the actual jihad. A lot of the people who
hold that thought. Hold that thought, Paul. You go right ahead.
A lot of the people now who our forces are facing in Afghanistan and that war for that war still remains a huge question mark in my mind. I don't know what we're doing there, but our forces, our American troops, the greatest troops in the world. Are a lot of these, some of these people that are members of the Taliban are coming from these compounds that Jelani has established throughout the United States. And once again, they are in almost every state in the Union. They're in California. They're at a place called Balladula. These places have been raided time and again. The FBI has confiscated fully automatic weapons. I'm talking about AK-47s. Explosive devices, some heavy, very heavy-duty weaponry. They have confiscated phony passports, phony driver's licenses. But the places continue to operate. Right under the nose of President Obama, as they did under the nose of President George W. Bush. And speaking about this right now, I doubt if anything will ever be done to shut them down. Now, regarding Jelani's compounds, Dr. Stan, after I spoke to you last week, I discovered something even more alarming. It's something I'm sure will perk your interest. In Salisbury, Pennsylvania, in the heart of the Poconos, there is also a Turkish compound that has been set up by a guy by the name of Gulen. This guy has $30 billion. He has brought about the toppling of the secular government, the Ataturk government in Turkey, and he's very much responsible for the Islamization of Turkey. And on his compound, there are hundreds of armed guards with fully automatic weapons. This is on American soil. These guys, at least at Islamburg, Jelani is recruiting American Muslims. These are foreign Muslims that have a fully armed militia in Salisbury. And when I'm talking armed militia, I'm talking about hundreds of Turks who are there and who are being trained for the restoration of the Ottoman Empire. And all of this, this sounds like something out of a fairy tale, but all this is taking place right under the nose of the FBI. As a matter of fact, I found out that Gulen, when he applied for citizenship or permanent residency, three people who submitted recommendations. This guy, once again, has been responsible for the toppling of the secular government in Turkey.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Paul Williams. And this is, I mean, if anybody else were telling me this story, I would take it with three grains of salt. But I've known Paul for a long time. I've read his books, and he's a reliable source of information. He's talking about over 60 training camps here in the United States where these radical black Muslims are being trained. Now, these are people who are being recruited into the radical form of jihad in our prisons. They are being recruited into the Muslim faith in our prisons by imams who are sent over from Saudi Arabia, paid by Saudi Arabia, preaching this violent form of jihad and building up this tremendous hatred of America and everything worthwhile. When these men then leave prison, and I'm quoting from, I think I'm quoting correctly from one of Paul Williams' articles, these men are given a new suit of clothing, $10, and a one-way bus ticket, so they can go to one of these radical Muslim training camps where they're trained in the military activities. They're allowed to have weapons. Now, felons ordinarily can't have weapons, But these people are allowed to have weapons, and many of them, of course, then go over to Pakistan, where they, of course, go down into Afghanistan and fight against the American forces there. And then they come back to the United States, hardened military veterans. And then there's not only that, but there's a Turkish camp that, put up by some Turkish fellows, got $30 billion, and he's actually training these are actual Turks, Turkish Muslims there, and they are involved in military training here in the United States. I assume, is that for a future military activity in Turkey?
Well, not only in Turkey, but Gulen, the guy who is in charge of this Turkish compound, has 90 madrasas throughout the country that I managed to trace, all funded courtesy of U.S. taxpayers. And he intends on establishing a universal caliphate. So, you know, all this is going on. Once again, Gulen, from my investigation, is receiving continuous support from the CIA.
Basically, when you say the caliphate, he really wants to reinstitute the Ottoman Empire of old. Is that right?
No, it goes beyond that, Dr. Stan. He not only is in the process of restoring the Ottoman Empire. I mean, anyone that's looking at the news from Turkey, for instance, just recently, the Black Widows who bombed that subway in Russia all came from Turkey. Turkey's becoming increasingly Islamicized. In every public school in Turkey right now, you have to be exposed. Every student has to become a student of the Quran and exposed to the most radical form of Islam. I mean, Islam has taken over the country. In the last few years, over 800 mosques have been built throughout Turkey that weren't there just a few years ago. But not only does Gulen and his television industry, he controls the government, but the television network, the one network throughout Turkey, you know who is his partner? Rupert Murdoch.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. But now, of course, what part does the CIA play in helping and financing this whole movement to radicalize Turkey? What are your thoughts?
Okay, this is what happened. After the breakdown of the Soviet Union, they realized that many of these Russian newly formed republics in the former USSR were very rich in oil and natural gas. Turkestan, Uzbekistan. In any case, they realized that Gulen, through Turkey, had access to, he had schools in these in these newly formed states, and that he could influence the populace. And sure enough, that came about. The Russians, including Putin, have tried to outlaw Gulen's madrasas that are being established throughout these republics, but they can't manage to do that. And more, Gulen is not only controlling Turkey, but controlling these newly formed republics with the aid of the CIA.
And, of course, the madrasas are really indoctrinating the youth of these Muslim countries in this radical form of jihad. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement. But the point is that all of this is taking place on American soil.
But, of course, the incredible thing is we aren't reading about this. I mean, where is 60 Minutes in 2020 and all of our really the mass media? I mean, I got my ear fairly close to the ground, and I almost, I could hardly believe, actually, it was Avi Lipkin, who we interviewed not infrequently, who mentioned your work. And, of course, you know, he asked me if I'd ever heard of you. And, of course, I immediately called you to confirm what he said because it sounded so ridiculous. And apparently it's all true. These radical Muslim training camps where people are being trained in the use of automatic weapons and warfare are being allowed to function all across America.
Not only that, Dr. Stan, but I set up a website that's called The Last Crusade, and any of your listeners can go there and they can see the photographs that I've taken up that.
Well, now, what are these bodies? People who died of natural causes, or are there people prowling around like you are?
I think that my opinion would be a combination. The last time I was there, which happened to be just 2 days ago, a group of Muslims spotted me, and they said, "There he is. We got to get him." And I just got out of there, you know, I took more photographs, but I got out of there really just by the sheer grace of God. And otherwise, I think I would have been, you know, the newest internment in Islamburg.
I know your wife had mentioned to me that they were chasing you. Were you in a car? How did you get away from him?
I run 5 miles a day, thank heaven.
Okay. Well, I don't want anything to happen to you, because I think this story is so vitally important, and people say, this couldn't be true. I mean, if this were true...
I got the photograph.
I'm not questioning it, Paul. I do, having known you for a number of years, read your books, and certainly talked to you many times, I know that you're a reliable individual. You're not like so many of the people we out here putting out all sorts of scare tactics. Now, I think an awful lot of Muslims are nice people. But I think that those people who've embraced this radical form of Islam, who've been recruited in our prisons with the full help and support of the federal prison system, recruited by the radical Muslims, why would we allow these imams who are preaching hatred of America into our prisons to recruit blacks who, for whatever reason, may very well find this great deal of truth in what the imams are saying, and then they're recruited into this militant movement being trained for jihad here in America? And what are really their plans as far as what activity are they going to engage in here, or are they waiting for the word to be given?
I fully assume that they're waiting for the word to be given. But they're certainly armed and capable of delivering a great deal. But I believe not only that there's not only a threat from these compounds, but many of the mosques that I visited throughout the country also have militia, including one in Brooklyn that I just escaped from by the skin of my teeth. That's a mosque that is where the imam is Siraj Wahaj. It's called Majid al-Taqwa in Brooklyn.
Now, is that the one where they trained for the first World Trade Center bombing?
Yes, and it's still going on.
And still going on, and the government knows what's going on. I'm sure there are a lot of people in the FBI would like to do something, but obviously they're being blocked. Somebody is blocking them from taking adequate measures against these places where they are actively training for the murder of Americans. And this is what's so incredible. We read about these articles about, they arrested 6 Christians and they were planning on trying to start a war, you know, here in America, a civil war to overthrow the government. And you say, what sort of madness is this? And, my goodness, we've really got to be worried about these 6 or 7 Americans, because there's usually an FBI informant who's financing the whole thing.
Yeah, the idea there.
Right. But, I mean, this is something entirely different. Have you tried to get this information out? Because why isn't the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Times picking up this story?
Now, regarding those news outlets, I don't know. But I have been on Fox News speaking about it.
Okay,
and
great.
Let me tell you one interesting story. I got a call from when I got out of Brooklyn and started to write about that mosque, about Siraj Wahaj, Majid al-Taqwa, and the solder-like army that's being trained there. And the fact that they, by me taking a photograph of that mosque, I was dragged into there and interrogated and got out of there by the grace of God. But when I left there, I got a call from Detective Casey, David Casey, from the NYPD, who said that mosque is the most dangerous place in the New York area, and I was lucky to get out of there alive. He said that Mayor Bloomberg and the police chief, everyone has been very, very much aware of what's happening there, and he was talking to me. He called me about 3 or 4 times to get more and more information, and then I found out he told me, I can't go any further. The mayor wants me to drop the investigation.
Well, so much for, the ability of our police buddy to investigate, and even of the FBI, to be able to do anything about this is being circumvented by people at the highest levels of government. Mayor Bloomberg is one of the most powerful men in our nation. We'll be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Okay, go right ahead.
So, and regarding the FBI, at Islamberg and other sites, the local residents have...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Madras training camps, Madras schools throughout so many of the Muslim countries over there in Central Asia. Why, of course, he wanted to become a permanent resident here, and who would be testifying, giving him recommendations? People like James Baker III, Of course, it was intimately involved with George Herbert Walker Bush, and then, of course, George W. Bush, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all giving recommendations for this man who is pushing this radical form of Islam so he could come here to the United States to begin organizing his training camps for the radical Turkish militias right here in the United States. That's amazing.
Not only that, but we talked about the schools he set up throughout Central Asia and throughout Turkey. Gulen has also set up more than 90 schools throughout the United States. And these schools, they're charter schools, they all receive federal and state. We're funding them. Our taxpayers are funding them. There are several right out there in California.
Well,
Magnolia School in Rosada, there's one in Gardenia, there's one in Venice, there's one in Hollywood, there's one in San Carlos, there's one in Oakland. They're all over the place. I mean, San Juan, Santa Ana, just in California alone. But they're all schools, they're madrasas, where students are being prepared for the universal caliphate. And we're funding it. 90 of them.
Well, I think it's very difficult for people to really understand that, but I fear that this is what's really going on. The fact that the average American has never heard that is the problem is we have no idea what the invisible side of our government's doing, what the CIA is doing, and why would the CIA really be wanting to push this radical form of Islam, which is what is the foundation of Al-Qaeda that we're supposedly fighting in Afghanistan today. That doesn't make sense, and that's why we supposedly have our people there in Pakistan, and they're going around and of course, killing people. And yet, of course, as we see what's going on, they're right here in the United States being protected not only by our own own government, but the information is being covered up by the controlled media. Well, I'm glad you at least were able to get on Fox here in the United States. But I'm not at all surprised that the rest of the establishment media would be giving you the conspiracy of silence.
Well, I was on Fox a couple of years ago. I mean, I was one of their favorite guests. I was on Fox News, Cavuto, all the leading shows there. But that has changed, Dr. Stan. People like me are no longer welcome on Fox News. You know, there's a Saudi prince, as you know, who is the second largest shareholder in Fox right now, and he would not allow somebody like me to be on Fox. Those days are over.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, I think we've got a real problem. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Paul, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. For the local authorities, you mentioned that in New York there was a detective who was very concerned about this radical mosque in Brooklyn. But what about across the country? I mean, when you've got military training camps where you have felons being suddenly trained in the use of automatic weapons, I mean, you would think that somebody would be concerned in the local police departments or sheriff's departments. Is anything happening?
Well, Dr. Stan, as I said, several of these camps have been raided in the past. There is one in Buena Vista, Colorado, which is just like Islamberg, controlled by Jelani, part of his network. And the feds went in there and they confiscated, just as I told you, like counterfeit passports and counterfeit licenses, fully automatic weapons, explosive devices, including plastic. They confiscated all that. They have raided other compounds throughout the country, just periodically. But by and large, they have not addressed the problem that there are paramilitary training camps set up by this one guy, Sheikh Jelani, throughout the country in almost every state of the Union, and they're allowed to continue.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, incredible. Could these things really be going on? Remember when you pick up the paper and you read about some jihad Jane or something like that, and of course this is really a trumped-up program as far as I can see. If you really followed the story of that. And this was a woman who was more or less forced to confess to something she didn't do, either that or spend hundreds of thousands of dollars defending herself against trumped-up charges. And, of course, here there you'll find some radical young person who's been recruited to agree to carry out some terrorist activities, but the FBI is always putting up the money for it, but the real threat to America is never mentioned. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Bruce calling from Washington. Hi, Bruce. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. Take a shot at your guest there for a bit and ask him a few questions.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, is he sure that these are all Islamic militias? All I hear about in the news is these evil Christian militias all out throughout the country, and
well, of course,
somehow they seem to be prepared to do damage, yet they've never seemed to do anything.
Right. Well, let's ask Paul. I mean, are you sure that these are really Islamic? These radical Islamic training camps, military training camps for people who've been recruited into this movement in our prisons?
The name of the group is Jamaat al-Fukra, which means community of the impoverished in Saudi. I have been there. They are all Islamic to the core. Once again, they're established under the name of Jamaat al-Fukra, also under the name of Muslims of the Americas. You'll see those signs. And every one of those compounds, the people are dressed in traditional Islamic garb. The women are in full burqas. The men all wear skull caps and Islamic dress.
Well, all we hear about in the newspapers and the television is the Christian militias that are apparently getting ready to attack our government.
But, Bruce, the thing is they're trying to divert your attention.
Oh, I know that. And being facetious in a way.
I know you are. And basically, this is why I wanted you to hear what Paul had to say. I believe I've known Paul for quite some time. I would not put him on. I would not even give any possible credence to this, except the fact that he is a very reliable individual. He's a well-published author. He's got his PhD. But certainly he's always been reliable in everything he's done before. And you can go to his website and read about it. And the fact that you're not reading about it in the regular medium is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
We had our first mosque in this metropolitan area set up here just a little less than a year ago, and people consider that some people consider it a mark.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, we've got Bruce calling from Washington. What part of Washington are you in, Bruce?
Spokane.
Okay, well, they have their first mosque has been set up there, and you must understand that there are an awful lot of peaceful Muslims in America, but there are radical Muslims who are being trained for the coming jihad, and the fact that you're not reading about this simply shows you that the media is controlled. You will get the website out. You can check this out, but Paul Williams, our guest, is a reliable individual. Anything else you wanted to say, Paul, before we let you go?
Well, yes, they're actually recruiting them in our prisons in the area, too. Unfortunately, they accepted a prison in this area and said it'd be employment and good work for the area. But unfortunately, they're releasing the prisoners in this area, and we have a disproportionate amount of crime for the number of citizens that we have here, including, there's violence, but especially a lot of theft and et cetera. But my friend, he had his father was ministering in the prisons, and they had and still have the Muslim clerics in the prisons recruiting. And they're not recruiting to save souls. They're recruiting to find the most violent and most willing persons that they can in there. And the thing that I've wondered is, if they've been recruiting all these years, where have they gone? Where have they been going?
And that's where they're going. They're going to these Muslim training camps. Before we go on, Bruce, you hang on there. Paul, tell Bruce how we can get to your website and get the information that you're putting up there.
Oh, it's easy. Just go to thelastcrusade.org. Thelastcrusade.org. You can get almost everything that I write on at that site. I also write for Family Security Matters, but the last Crusade will I always post the pictures there. So you want to see pictures of Islamberg, you want to see the bodies, you want to see the bunkers. Yeah, they're all there.
And Bruce, the thing is that you wonder where they're going. This is where they're going. The fact you haven't heard about it elsewhere, well, that's why you listen to Radio Liberty every.
I
hope you listen every evening.
To Radio Liberty.
Anything else you'd like to ask before we let you go?
There's one thing I'd like to say to Bruce. Bruce, one thing that you should know is that in Islam in America, by the way, this is a very new phenomenon. Before 1965, there was not one mosque, not one Sunni or Shiite mosque in the United States. Not one. When Malcolm X was assassinated in 1965, they couldn't find one mosque from coast to coast to bury him from. Right now, 90% of the converts to Islam are African American. 60% of the converts come from prison.
Yes, we've seen that now. Aren't you certain that we aren't going to get raptured out of this and everything will be fine in the end?
Well, I have a different idea of the rapture.
So do
than most
I.
People.
I do, too.
Because I'm reading, you know, from, like, the Gospel of Matthew, where he says that somebody's going to disappear. Jesus said somebody's going to there'll be two people in the field. One's going to disappear. One's going to remain. How do we know if those people are going to heaven?
That's a very, very good question. Yes. And some people believe that it's going to be the bad people are going to rapture it out and the good people are going to be left behind. We don't know, and I don't want to get open that can of worms.
I'm just saying that people have their heads in the sand, and this is the most crucial time that I've ever seen in America. There's so much happening. I've never seen so much activity, crises. All sorts
it's
of
all gone, Bruce.
Fighting.
It's Pardon? All gone. Believe me. I've been out there in the field. It's all gone. The America
we
knew and loved is gone.
Well, I fear you're right, we can do is try to reclaim it, or at least try to wake up, because we've got an awful lot of good people in this country.
We sure do.
They just have no idea what's going on. Bruce, we're going to let you go. God bless,
fine.
And please help us get the word out. And go to Paul's website. Get the information and then start telling people and saying, did you know? Well, how could it be that this could be going on and you'd never read about it in the media? Do you think maybe somebody's controlling our reality? Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much. All right, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And somebody called in and said, you know, you often talk about everything being monitored in this country, but how can you say now there are militias, Muslim militias, running around in California with automatic weapons and the police know about this and they're not doing anything? And that's exactly what I'm saying. The police are limited in what they can do. And certainly, as Paul had said, back there in the city of New York, one of the detectives wanted to get more information from Paul, and he was told orders coming from the highest level of the city there in New York City just to drop the case. So the police are limited in what they can do and what they can say. That's why we need programs like this to try to get out the information. Paul, would that be a fairly accurate reply?
I think, Dr. Stan, I have been on hundreds of programs. I'd say everyone, Hannity, Michael Savage, everyone, Laura Ingraham, everyone you can. The most important show, and I think the if people really want to be informed, they got to stay with Radio Liberty.
Well, Alex Jones is doing a good job. Joyce Riley is doing a good job. Have you actually been on either one of those?
I had to be on them. I don't think there's a show I haven't been on.
All right, fine. Have you been telling this story? Because this is the most incredible story.
Well, I don't know if they you know, if a lot of people have interviewed me about Adnan Oshukrajuma. I worked with the FBI for years and years and years. But a lot of people have questioned me about, you know, Al-Qaeda. I wrote a lot about that. But usually about, especially the Turkish compound, I just discovered that really this week and have been beginning to write about it this week. Islamberg, I've written about, you know, copiously.
Well, you know, this Turkish connection, basically, of course, we know that the relationships between Turkey and Israel are becoming very, 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 very chilled. We know that there's a very definite effort to take Turkey into this radical form of Islam. Now, up until now, Turkey has been a secular state going all the way back to the time of Ataturk, and the military has prevented this radical form of Islam from really taking control. But even the moderate form of Islam, and, well, people want to be Muslims, that's one thing, but this radical form of Islam is totally destructive, and it openly advocates violence, contrary to the contemporary form of the Muslim belief, which has been so prevalent, you know, in the Near East and the Middle East for many years. But this is something entirely new. It really began when the CIA recruited the Mujahideen to fight the Russians back in the 1980s, and the CIA indoctrinated these Muslim fighters with this radical form of Islam. We put out $52 million for textbooks that were circulated to the madras schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan to indoctrinate the youth in this radical form of Islam. And why would anybody in their right mind try to bring back this form of Islam that had been repudiated 100 years ago?
Why would anyone in their right mind, I'm going to get your reader, your listeners angry probably, why would anyone in their right mind take out Saddam Hussein, who really had managed all three sections there, the Sunnis, the Kurds, and the Shia, and had a secular government? Why did we take it? What was his threat to the United States?
Absolutely none, and basically he was not a threat to the United States.
He was our ally for 10 years.
I know. We actually...
We called him the lion. You know, he was... And the real threat was not to the United States, it was to Saudi Arabia. And yet, look, we're still there. We're still occupying that country. Why are we doing that? Why are we in Afghanistan right now fighting the Taliban? What does the Taliban have to do with our national security? I don't get any of it.
Well, we could talk for a long time about that, but of course it's my feeling that this is all contrived. You have to tell the American people something, but I think we want to keep our troops permanently in that part of the country. And my fear is we have almost 230,000 troops over there, and they're there because we're going to go to war with Iran and expand the war dramatically, but we can't tell the common people what that lies ahead. So we have to tell them that, oh, we've got to fight the Taliban, and we've got to, and then, of course, all these bombings going on over in Iraq, and our military commanders have said, we don't understand who's behind it. I mean, the Sunnis are not getting any advantage by killing a lot of Shias. The Shias aren't getting any advantage by killing a lot of Sunnis. Who benefits from this? The military hasn't been able to figure it out. We've got certainly tens of thousands of professional contractors over there who I personally believe are involved in maintaining a state of unrest and, in many instances, creating acts of terrorism so we can justify keeping our troops there. And after all, when things are so unstable, how could we possibly bring our troops home now? A lot of people say that's a terrible thing to say, but it's the only explanation I can come up with. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And Paul, you don't have to apologize here for asking, why did we go to war with Saddam Hussein? Why are we still keeping our troops in Afghanistan? Why are we still keeping our troops in Iraq? Why do we have so many troops stationed in Pakistan and certainly doing everything we can to destabilize that country? Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But, Paul, What are they going to do with all of these radical Muslims, these black Muslims, who were trained in military activity? It'd be one thing if they were just, you know, teaching them this radical form of jihad, but why are they training them in military action? And when they come back from Pakistan, I mean, why don't we simply take back their visas so they can't get back in the country? If you go overseas and you fight in a war against America, you would think that they would do everything they could to keep them from coming back to America, or would have them arrested over there. Instead, they seem to be welcoming them back as if they're waiting for the word to be given here. Is that your feeling?
Absolutely. And why would we allow a foreign Muslim militia to flourish and grow in the midst of the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania? Why would we allow that? Why would we allow a foreign army in the United States?
How many people do you think we're talking about in all of these 60 camps that you've talked about? And I'm talking
thousands
about now
and
just
thousands
the...
Thousands and thousands, thousands and thousands. And with the Turks, the same thing. Tens of thousands.
Well, now, are these all Turks? Are these Turks coming to the United States for military training, or are these American Turks that are being recruited?
Well, regarding the Turks, they come here, and they come here primarily under student visas. The number one country for foreign students right now at every university throughout the United States is Turkey. Figure that out. Not England, not Ireland, not Germany, not France. Most of our, if you look at one country that provides the most students to American institutions right now, it's Turkey.
Well, are these kids going to school? Or are these children?
They come here and they teach in the madrasas. They go to school.
Oh, I see.
They teach in the madrasas. They're trained to enter various professional fields to establish universal caliphate.
And you mean here in the United States, and so they're going to extend their influence here as well?
Yes, here as well as throughout Turkey and throughout the Islamic world.
Well, now, how many madras schools tied to this Turkish movement are there here in the United States? Do we have any?
I can verify, and this is only one reporter doing this. 90.
90 that have been, what are they, do you have any idea how many students would be in a school? 50, 100, 25, what?
Some of them have several hundred students enrolled. They're all charter schools, and we're paying for them.
You mean
we're paying for these madrasas to operate on our soil. And the students who go to these Gulen schools throughout the U.S. Are being trained to serve Islam and to restore the Ottoman Empire, and sounds crazy, but it's absolutely the truth, and to establish the universal caliphate. And at other paramilitary compounds throughout the United States, they're trained to take part in the great jihad against Christians and Jews, including the Christians and Jews in this country. We allow these compounds to exist. I was at one just several days ago, and nobody's shutting them down. They have the underground bunkers. They have the obstacle courses. A lot of these people are felons. Their bodies buried on their compounds, and nobody's taking a look.
Well, I think, but now who's putting up the money for it? Because this has got to be a very expensive undertaking to have all of these compounds here in the United States. Who is financing that aspect of it?
Well, Jilani was a missionary who was funded by Saudi Arabia.
Okay, so then the money's coming from Saudi Arabia today?
I believe that Jilani's organization is largely funded by the Saudis, yes.
He's
a Sufi.
All right, so basically a Sufi, you say?
Yes.
So he's neither Shia nor a Sunni?
Interestingly enough, the Turks, they're also Sufis.
Well, that's something we hardly ever talk about, the Sufis, but I did not realize the Sufis were in the jihad, but are the Sufis then this radical form of Islam?
They're very much in this. Sheikh Jilani, the guy I told you about, who set up Jamaat al-Fukra and who established these compounds, was responsible in part for the beheading of the Wall Street Journal the reporter. I forgot his name.
I remember who it was. Go ahead.
Yeah, members of Jamaat al-Fukra included Clement Rodney Hampton, who was responsible for the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. Reed, the shoe bomber, was a member of Jamaat al-Fukra. Malvo and John Allen Muhammad, the Beltway snipers, were members of Jamaat al-Fukra, who also, after they were shooting people in the Beltway, they were hiding in a Jamaat al-Fukra compound in Virginia.
And then, of course, they must have come out of the compound. I mean, potentially
kill more people.
Right.
And we have not shut the compounds down.
And this is known, in other words, the average individual doesn't understand it, but certainly the federal authorities must understand this, don't they?
Absolutely. So, that even came out in court.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is an incredible story, and we're going to have Paul back again. You're going to have to hear it a couple of times. Maybe you'd like to get a copy of this tape. You better find out what this is about. You better go to his website. Once again, the website is?
TheLastCrusade.org.
TheLastCrusade.org. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Paul, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'd just like to say this. So when I first spoke to you, I didn't know anything about things like the
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey Water Good. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Material. Understand that we are actively trading a fifth column here in the United States. but not simply a fifth column. This is an armed, well-armed fifth column made up of felons, ex-felons, who are allowed to possess weapons, who are allowed to train in the use of automatic weapons, who are allowed to go to Pakistan and get their military training, many times involving killing American soldiers, you know, in Afghanistan, and then allowed to come back. And you say, that is crazy. And you're absolutely right. We live in a world gone mad. There's only a few of us who really understand what's really going on. And so many people out there think that we're the crazy ones. Well, we hope that, of course, you want to get the material. We do carry certainly a book, one of the books that Paul Williams has written before, and that's, of course, on Al-Qaeda. You can simply call us. I think it's the Al-Qaeda Connection. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. My producer says it's the Al-Qaeda Connection, hardbound copies, but we do have them. It's a book he wrote some time ago. Excellent. It's not on this subject, but, of course, it's really going into the background of what was known about Al-Qaeda early on. So certainly our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, really, to make any sense out of this, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret. That's the Forbidden Secret, or The Secret. You need, of course, to get our talk on the Financial Armageddon, the three DVD series on the Secret and Mystery of America's Beginning, put out by our good friend Chris Pinto. I'm in all three of them, little short segments, but the one thing I contributed was an understanding that when America was founded, there were two forces here. One was Christian, strongly Christian. Most of the people were Christians. They wanted a Christian republic. But there were secret societies here that wanted one day to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world empire. And today these people are in total control, working through the CFR, Trilateralist, Bilderberger, Club of Rome, Masons, Skull and Bone Society, Bohemian Grove, Theosophists, New Agers, Rosicrucians, etc., etc., etc. And, of course, they are using our military power. We have troops in 144 nations, according to Pat Buchanan, 144 nations. Why do we have troops in 144 nations? Because we have an empire. You need, of course, to get our four tape sets on the deadly assassins. We're actually interview assassins. You need to get the book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, written by John Perkins, who was recruited by the intelligence agencies to go overseas to get other nations into debt so that we could control those nations. And then if the people in charge, the rulers of those countries, many of them democratically elected, wouldn't go along, why, of course, we would either have a revolution, a war, or would have the leaders killed. Not just that simple. This is the way the world really runs. And now we're creating and financing this radical form of Islam throughout the world. If you listen to some of our interviews with Constance Cumby, she will tell you the master plan. And that is to have a great war where you have the Muslims killing the Christians and the Jews, and the Christians and the Jews killing the Muslims. And today there's an organized effort in the Christian community to get us to hate the Muslims, and there's an organized effort within the Muslim community to get the Muslims to hate the Christians and the Jews. Do not fall for it. There are radical Muslims out there. They've been recruited in our own prisons for the coming jihad in America. Help us get the information out. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day on the satellite. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Murphy, and we're going to be talking about chemtrails and geoengineering. Hi, Michael. How are you doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, how are you? I'm doing fantastic.
I'm really so glad. Well, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and why you're concerned about chemtrails? Are they real? Well, you go ahead and pick the story up.
Well, no problem. I'm a filmmaker, and currently I'm producing a documentary with the world-renowned C. Edward Griffin on the issue of geoengineering, which is commonly called chemtrails. Why am I so concerned about it? Well, we started this, I guess you'd call it a journey, investigating the issue, which we can talk about some of the things that we came upon. But, you know, we found that the chemtrail story, or the scientists call it geoengineering story, is in fact real, and both a threat to human health and ecologies. So we're deeply concerned about this. And when I really looked into this and found out the facts and found out the scientific data on this, I got very concerned and decided to make this my passion and my project, and to get the word out to as many people as possible.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, now we've been talking about chemtrails for a long time. But have you been able to determine what they're spraying, how they're spraying, and what their goals and objectives are?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, and I guess we can start with goals and objectives. And my journey really started, of course, I had been witnessing, you know, long trails in the sky, which many people call chemtrails. And back in February, somebody had invited me to an annual Association for the Advancement of Science meeting, which was in San Diego. And in that meeting, they had a geoengineering conference. So I decided this would be a good opportunity to learn about what geoengineering is. And so I sat in, and for 3 days, we listened to geoengineers propose their models of what scientifically is called stratospheric aerosol geoengineering program. And I was completely shocked at what I had heard, because they had spoken about these programs of actually spraying large amounts of both aluminum and barium into the upper stratosphere for what they said was the stated goal of cooling the planet. So,
because basically the whole idea is that they're going to create a greenhouse cover over the atmosphere, and so the rays of the sun can't get down. And now, when did you actually hear this discussion?
Well, this was in February. It was February
of this year. Okay, go ahead.
This was this year. And so I attended the meeting, and I actually wrote an article about it, and didn't really think the article would go very far. However, I sent it out at night, and when I woke up the next morning, I made the mistake by putting my email and phone number on it, and literally my phone was ringing off the hook, and my email got hundreds of emails on it. I didn't realize it, but what I had done was I had broken the story on the proposals of aluminum in these models. And why is that a shock? Because, and we can go into some of the tests and what's being found in terms of aluminum contamination around the world.
So, and I think it's important for people to realize that aluminum is extremely toxic. It's almost as toxic as mercury. And of course, there's a tremendous amount of it in our vaccines. But once it gets into the soil, it can get into the plants that we eat, and of course can have terrible toxic effects. Why would they be spraying aluminum? We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Michael, were any of the papers that were presented actually published after that?
Yes, I've been published in numerous publications.
No, I'm not talking about your papers. I'm talking about the papers of the people who presented at this meeting you attended.
Oh, yeah, there are geoengineering papers throughout the Internet. So what you would want to look at is the advancement AAAS, Geoengineering Conference. You can even look up, the Council on Foreign Relations has published some things. And I'm trying to think where.
Well, the important thing is they are published, and people, I'm sure, can find them on their search engine if they look for them. I'm pretty much talking about this meeting on geoengineering, where they're talking about massive spraying of the atmosphere. They mentioned the fact that this has been going on for a long period of time. It has been going on for at least a decade or more.
Well, actually, geoengineers actually denied any current deployment of programs, and that was a question that I had asked during the conference. I said many people are witnessing what they believe are the very things that you're talking about, and they said, no, these programs are not going on at all. And I said, well, what are we seeing? And they simply said these are normal contrails. However, during that meeting, I had met some people in Northern California, and this is really where the documentary had started, because they said, you know, Mike, we'd like you to come on up here and look into what we're finding. And what had happened, up in the Mount Shasta area, they had begun to see a mass die-off of their forest up there. So,
is that Ross and Peterson you were working with up there?
It wasn't. It was Jane Wigginton and Francis Mangle.
All right, fine. So, go ahead.
Yeah, are we on the air right now?
Yes, we're on the air right now. Go right ahead.
Okay, excellent. So they had started to see everything die off. And what they had done was they started doing pH tests, which revealed very, very high alkalinity in the soil, up to 10 to 12 times the normal alkalinity that should be the norm for the area. So they went on to do additional tests, and what they found was just incredible, because they did rain tests, which revealed massive amounts of aluminum and barium, and I'll give you an example of how high the tests were. Mount Shasta, Francis Mangles, who works for the USDA as a biologist for over 35 years, took a snow sample from Mount Shasta and had it analyzed at a government lab. Normally,
I want you to hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with all of our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Mike Murphy had attended a meeting, certainly in February of this year, on geoengineering, and where they were talking about massive spraying in the stratosphere and the upper atmosphere to create a shield up there to shield the Earth from global warming. And then, of course, she got in touch with some people from Northern California, people who actually had worked with Sydney. Was this the agricultural department or the forestry these people worked with?
Actually, Francis Mangle works for the USDA as a biologist.
Okay, the USDA. And basically, of course, they began to test the soil samples. They noticed that the forests and the greenery were dying off in Northern California. When they tested the soil, they found it was extremely alkaline. You pick up the story from there.
Right. So they went on to test. And again, I had mentioned Mount Shasta, which is far removed from any industry. As a baseline, Francis said that it should have about 7 parts per billion of aluminum in it. And drinking water allowable, and I'm just giving you these numbers so you get an idea of the levels of contamination, drinking water allowable allow for no more than 50 parts per billion. Government action is required over 1,000 parts per billion. I just want to give you a shot. What do you think the snow on Mount Shasta revealed?
You're talking about the aluminum content.
Yes.
Well, I'm not even going to guess, because I'd be way off. Tell me what the content is. I suspect it's several parts per million, isn't it?
It was 61,100 parts per billion, over 61 times the toxic level. People are drinking the water on the mountain there. And again, it should have no more than 7 parts per billion. So we're way above the levels. But, you know, we went up there and investigated. What does aluminum do when it gets into the soil? When it's in free form, it will raise the pH of soil. And as a result, they believe that's why they're seeing the 10 times to 12 times the normal amount of alkalinity. Literally, everything's dying off. So there's a great concern. And these changes have occurred just in the past 5 to 6 years. when they have seen an increase in the air, what they believe is the aerosol spraying up there. So very, very shocking. Aluminum is very toxic. And, you know, I didn't mention the barium levels. The barium levels were through the roof as well. Is barium toxic to ecosystems? We're not sure. You know, we didn't get too much into that data. But what barium will do, barium is very toxic to human health, will raise blood pressure. Barium will lower the immune system in human beings. So barium is very toxic. Actually, during heavy spray days, when they're up there. And here in L.A., with the exception of the past month or so, they spray us about 4 to 5 days, pretty heavy. Emergency rooms literally get packed. And people have headaches, nausea, heart palpitations, things that appear to be related to the barium. The deep health concern really is for the aluminum. And here in L.A. County, over a 10-year period, we've seen over a 200% increase in Alzheimer's. And aluminum is related to Alzheimer's. And it will cause, as well, a number of other neurological disorders, which we have also seen. And this is not only, this issue is not only confined here to California, not only to the U.S. These are things that are being reported, and we're getting tests sent to us, literally, of these high levels from around the world.
And I really believe this is a worldwide program that is aimed at destroying the health of people throughout the world. It has nothing to do with global warming because this whole thing's a scam. So why do they want to hurt people's health? That doesn't make any sense, does it? Or does it?
Well, you know, if you're Bill Gates or if you're one of the Rockefellers, it certainly makes sense because many of those people have spoken on many different occasions, even published things about population reduction. So these things are not, certainly not secret, but they are hidden. So if you research and go into the issue of eugenics, you can find more on that topic. Is this only a depopulation agenda? No, I believe that it's much more than that. We also have weather modification, which has been ongoing for several decades, but we're beginning to see weather control with these programs in association with the HARP program, where there is now technology where weather can be modified and also used as a warfare application. Many people believe that the recent floods that we're seeing in China and Russia could be part of warfare.
And I really think that it is. Remember these dramatic floods that they've had over in Pakistan. What people do not understand is that they really have the ability to modify the weather. They've had this going back to the, you know, the 1960s. They used this certainly during the Vietnam War. They actually signed an international treaty in the early 1970s promising not to use weather warfare as a means of attacking the other nations. And now we see these massive floods in China. We see these massive floods in Pakistan. And even sometimes here in the Middle West. I believe that they know exactly what they're doing, but they just don't want the American people to know. Now, can we document this? And no, because it's all top secret. I mean, anybody who works for the government, whoever tells the truth, could face a lifetime imprisonment or even worse. They could be simply eliminated for daring to get the truth out because the people working behind the scenes seem to have a different agenda. So you go ahead with the story there, Mike.
Well, what I would do is encourage people. There is documentation about weather modification, and again, it's just not broadcast over the corporate mainstream media outlets because I literally think that people would be on the streets tomorrow protesting this stuff if they really found out what was going on. But there is a document, and if you Google "Owning the Weather by 2025," it was written by. It's an Air Force document, I believe, and it is outlines the military's plan to, and again, I'm going to quote it, owning the weather by 2025, and it outlines their plans.
By 2025?
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you say aluminum is terribly toxic. We're actually going to be putting out all-day conference on the 17th of October. We're going to have one of the world's leading experts on aluminum and aluminum toxicity talking, because, of course, all of the vaccines contain aluminum, and nobody has ever pointed out the terrible toxicity that you get when you get that aluminum injected into your body. And, of course, you're getting, you know, 100, 200 times the maximum amount allowed by the EPA, and yet nobody ever talks about that. Well, certainly, you know, Michael, as you go ahead, what did they finally decide that was going on in Northern California up around Shasta? Do you think that the your change in the alkalinity of the soil and the aluminum toxic effect of aluminum and barium is responsible for the die-off? Is this large segments of the forest that are dying off? What's really going on?
Well, first of all, this die-off is not only in Northern California. I'm going to give you a clue here in a minute, but it appears that everywhere that there is strain, the soils that that are more acidic are changing to alkaline. That is a huge problem because, as you probably know, much plant life, many different fruits and vegetables require an acidic soil to grow. So as a result, I have friends from around the country who are organic gardeners, and they're beginning to see a die-off of anything that's natural. We spent a week filming in Hawaii on an organic farm on Maui, and it was far removed from anything, really. And what really was a concern of the people there, because they as well are beginning to see a die-off in anything that's natural and organic. During our trip, I really admired the freedom that they had, because we stayed there for about 4 days. We woke up in the morning before we filmed. We would literally go out to the trees, pick our breakfast, and eat it. And the people there lived free. They grew their own food. They planned their own days. And they were not stuck in this corporate environment that many of us are used to here on the mainland. But a huge concern of theirs is this, because they're starting to see a die-off of the coconut trees. And, yes, they are getting sprayed, and we just got test results back, rain test results, which, again, reveal very high amounts of aluminum and barium, which, by the way, match the geoengineer's proposals exactly, and there is a Hughes aircraft patent. It's a spraying mechanism, which, in the patent, it is used for spraying aluminum and barium. So geoengineer's plans match the patent exactly and match what's being found in the rain, water, and soil, exactly. So getting back to the concern in Hawaii, they're starting to see soft spots on their coconut trees, and also a decline in the things that they're growing, natural and organic. And their concern is this. The USDA has developed an aluminum-resistant seed. It was developed at Cornell University. USDA holds the patent. Many people believe that this might be in part of an agenda to kill off anything natural and organic so that people will not be able to grow and be independent without this GMO seed. Very concerning to many people.
Well, I really think that we're dealing with organized evil, and when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. And if you don't understand that, you say, why would anybody want to do that? Now, basically, of course, when we see the contrails, of course, this is related to the different contrail is entirely different than a chemtrail. Contrails dissipate very quickly. Chemtrails do not. But certainly, are they putting these products into the fuel, or do they have separate tanks for actually spraying this? What's the background? How are they doing the spraying? Do we have any idea? Has anybody come forward and told the truth?
Well, absolutely. You know, many people have come forward in terms of whistleblowing, but also many people have witnessed what appears to be military KC-135 spraying these, and then we're going to go back and look at the, again, the patent.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Michael Murphy. And if you have a question, give us a call when we get back. Well, Michael, you go right ahead with what you were saying. You say
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Have you talked to any of the geoengineers with that conference that you were basically talking about these ideas?
We actually have, and that's where the filming started. It started in San Diego. So we have geoengineers talking about the plans, talking about the proposals, and talking about the use of aluminum in terms of their models. Now, it was interesting when we had asked them, actually Dane Wigginton had asked them what the health effects would be for spraying 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum into the atmosphere, and that's what their models, that's what they're proposing in their models. And David Keith, who is the number three geoengineer, said, well, sulfur dioxide is not very damaging to human health. And Dane said, I'm not talking about sulfur dioxide. He said, I'm talking about aluminum. And David Keith, the geoengineer, took a deep breath, and he said, well, aluminum, we've only begun to research and publish nothing, so there could be something terrible that we'll find tomorrow that we haven't looked at. Now, of course, Dane, myself, we know that these programs in the aerosol frame of aluminum have been going on for a number of years. So it was very shocking to us to hear these models, these proposals, without the true studies of what effect aluminum could have. But yes, we've also spoken to a number of other geoengineers, and that will be in the film as well. And we've discussed these models, these programs, these proposals. Now, all of them, just for the record, deny any current deployment of these programs. They're saying that these simply are models. However, the evidence that's being found, which is literally a mountain of evidence around the world, suggests differently.
And Sydney, we've talked to people from all over the country who've seen the planes go back and forth, and these are simply sound very much like they're some of the planes that are related to CIA operations, or certainly some CIA aircraft. Do we have any idea what planes these are? Are these Air Force planes? Are these CIA planes? Are they private contract planes? Have you looked into this at all?
All of the above. And we even have photos of UN airplanes spraying this, a cargo Lux plane, which would be a private contractor, and then definitely Air Force KC-135. So these are well documented. People have a number of photos and videos that they sent us. So it is. You know, this is not only one agency. This, again, this is a worldwide operation. It's over every NATO country. Just a few countries are not reporting the spraying. But again, so it's not only one entity. It's a number of different entities, corporations, governments, and global groupings. So literally a multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar operation.
And the thing is that the best thing that could happen is that the government ran out of money, so it couldn't continue doing these things that are so harmful to our health. And suddenly, just heard today, that a lot of hospital employees are being told they're going to have to forcibly take these inoculations, vaccinations. And yet, you know, these contain, certainly many of them contain mercury, but certainly almost every one of them will contain alum, and what is alum? It's an aluminum compound. And what people have never stopped and considered is how much alum is actually in these, because it's put in there theoretically to increase the immune response. But you have toxic doses of aluminum in vaccines, and the more you take, the more aluminum you get, and you don't excrete aluminum. I mean, sure, there's some people who do, but there are many people who do not, and I think this is definitely related to some of the Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and other diseases, which are becoming increasingly more prevalent today. Do you think that the American people really realize that there are people there who intentionally want to destroy their health?
Well, I think people are beginning to wake up. For the first time, I think, in history, people are beginning to wake up to what the true political agenda is. So, you know, these things are not secret anymore. I mean, you look at public documents talking about eugenics and the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and even Bill Gates now, who is funding vaccine research and geoengineering programs. He's openly spoken about depopulation. So these things are not hidden. However, they're not going to be on your corporate mainstream media. Getting back into the aluminum issue in terms of the vaccines, you made a great point. Many Americans don't know, you know, really what's in these vaccines. What's scary to me, I've made a decision not to get any vaccines. I'm going to increase my immune system. However, I have to breathe this air. Every day I have to go outside, and I'm breathing in massive amounts of aluminum and barium.
Hold that thought, Mike. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you have a question or comment. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is an important subject, and Mike has done a tremendous amount of job. We'll be right back in just a moment. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Mike Murphy, and we're talking about the new DVD they're putting together on chemtrails and geoengineering. And certainly, it sounds like a fascinating study. I just wish I'd had the time to do this study on my own. Unfortunately, when I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, I have a hard time even getting my monthly newsletter out. But I think what you're doing is so vitally important. And of course, are you working with Ed Griffin on this, or are you doing this pretty much on your own?
Well, we're working together with Paul Wittenberger and G. Edward Griffin. So we've been collaborating and actually researching together. Paul and I were essentially the two guys that were traveling. So we've been to Belgium on this project and other areas in Europe. We've been to Arizona. As I said before, Washington, D.C., Washington State, Michigan, literally around the country and then overseas investigating this issue. What we found was just not only saddening but absolutely shocking. I'll tell you right now, Doctor, I feel strongly that we're in an incredible crisis, not only for our ecosystems but also human health. And Ed Griffin is deeply concerned about this issue as well, and that's why he hopped on board. He began to research this and find out how damaging these programs were. So he said, Mike, I want to get involved with you. How can I get involved with the project? So we're very happy to have him aboard because, of course, he has a lot of credibility on other issues that he's covered. And also has a distribution network where we can get this issue in for the first time in a credible way out to millions of people. So we're very excited to be working with him.
Well, listen, he is a personal friend, and I'm really so pleased that you are working with him and you'll do a great job together. Tell us about Belgium. Why did you go over to Belgium?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. Belgium had an international chemtrail symposium.
So all right, hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment as we bring all of our stations back on board right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Mike Murphy. We're talking about chemtrails. And Sydney, our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Mike, do you have a website or anything else you'd like to get out?
I do, yeah. The website where you can actually view the film trailer that we have is www.truthmediaproductions.com. And you can also, to pre-order the DVD, go to realityzone.com, www.realityzone.com, and you can also view the film trailer there. And I think you'll find it very interesting.
All right, fine. Now, what about Belgium? You were saying you'd gone over to Belgium. What was that all about?
Yeah, Belgium, there was a former mayor who is involved with the movement, and he did the first annual chemtrail symposium. So people from around the world, experts and professionals, gathered to come to this one-day engagement. So we had many people. We had scientists. We had health experts talk about the issue, I believe some aviation experts and scientists, including myself. I had spoken about what we had found during our investigation. It was an incredible event because people, for the first time, this issue is beginning not only to get recognition from the scientific community, but also the healthcare community. And, again, people are waking up everywhere. So it was great to see professionals gather in a professional way and give this issue the type of attention that it needs.
Well, I think that how recent was that symposium over there in Belgium?
That was in April.
All right, so basically then people all around the world are beginning to feel the effects of this, begin to know what's taking place. The average individual doesn't understand the toxicity of aluminum, and they really should, because, of course, if they're spraying this in the air, it's coming down, it's in the atmosphere, but then it gets into the soil. And, of course, then it gets into the roots of the plants, and then you're getting, in your vegetables and fruits, you're getting a dose of aluminum you should never be getting. In other words, they're contaminating, certainly, the food supply all throughout the world. Is that a factor, really?
Well, it definitely is. The greatest concern, because aluminum is one of the most abundant resources in the world, however, not in the free form. Which is what they're spraying. So it's really, my understanding on this is the aluminum is really affecting the pH of the more acidic soil. So that's where the big concern is. And then there's an even greater concern with aluminum mixed in with barium. And what they're finding is also massive amounts of strontium. Don't know why they're finding that. That was not in geoengineers' proposals. But let's go back to, this is what their proposals state they're spraying, aluminum and barium. God knows what else they're spraying. We know that people are coming down with a lot of different illnesses. And also, a great concern about this is they're blocking the sunlight. So plant life needs more sunlight. So there appears to be an overgrowth of different funguses due to the blocking of the sun. So global dimming is a result of these programs and is a great concern amongst many people who are researching it.
Well, what about the effect on wildlife? What about the effect on the animals up in the Sierras that they're certainly going to be drinking this water with an extremely high level of aluminum? What about the effect on fish? And what about the effect on ocean life? And this is, the massive amounts of aluminum they've already put out, you would think would have had some effect on plant and animal life.
Well, it absolutely is. And I went out with Francis Mangles, and we have this in the film. And we did a test in a stream, which it was a test to measure the amount of insects. Why did Francis start doing this? He did it because the salmon run in the past 5 years has declined by over 94%. So they have now just 4% of the salmon that they did many years ago. So Francis took me out. I said, what's going on? He said, well, I can give you an indication why the fish are dying. And he said, if the anglers found out about this, they'd be having a fit. He did a test which counted the number of insects in a certain area within the stream. And the test yielded 31 insects. And I said, Francis, what did that yield 7 years ago? He said, this test, he said, it yielded 1,000 insects. So that's like maybe a 98% decline in the amount of insects the fish within that stream eat the insects. So he believes that it's from the aluminum and the barium changing the pH and the other chemistry in the water, which is killing the insects, thus the fish do not have anything to feed on. So,
well, would this have any effect on bees, things of that sort? There's been a marked change in the bees, and people are looking for a cause of that. Do you know anything at all about that?
Well, I didn't study and research that because there's literally thousands of different areas that you could go into, but I do know enough to talk about it, and yes, there has been, I believe the numbers are, for the past 4 years, there's been a 30% decline on average in the past 4 or 5 years of the bees. Of course, we need bees for pollination. Many people have attributed it to the aerosol spraying. So we're seeing all of this die off. We're seeing the fish decline. We're seeing bees decline. And this is just in the past 5 or 6 years. Ironically, that's when many people have been reporting what they believe is the massive spraying. So it appears to coincide. Side by side. It almost looks like this is an attempt by the corporate structure, what I call the beast, to perhaps kill off anything that's natural and organic so that they can bring it under their control and their authority. I mean, we're talking about a complete change in nature. We're talking about a complete change within the corporate system. So it's very concerning to many of us who like nature. It's very concerning for those of us who want to maybe someday want to grow our own food or even fish and be dependent on nature. But I think we have a great force that we're dealing with that says, no, I don't want you dependent on nature. You need to be dependent on our GMO seeds. You need to be dependent on us for a food source. Because if you control the food, you can control the population.
You understand? Well, let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Indiana. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I had a comment and a question. My comment is, well, when you have a Supreme Court justice by the name of Thomas, who was a lawyer for Monsanto Company, I'm not surprised that they're trying to control the food. You got the biggest gangsters in there in the judiciary, the Supreme Court. But right now I live in Indiana, and in the city I'm visiting, Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're spraying tonight for the boogeyman West Nile virus mosquito. So I called the health department, and they mentioned, well, what we're spraying, it's been approved by the EPA. There's some senior citizen homes where they're spraying at 8:30 at night when people are sleeping, Miller's Merry Mansion and Georgetown Senior Apartments. But my question, how dangerous is this spraying from Clark Oil, and who can I contact to find out more information?
Well, first of all, Tim, you have to understand they're doing this all across the country. They're doing this over in Santa Clara because of the threat of West Nile virus. And yet, now one person has died of West Nile virus in California. There have only been two cases in California during the entire year up until June. So they're up to no good at all. And basically, you're going to have to find out exactly what they're spraying, and they'd be lying to you. You need to get the information out. And believe me, why do they do it at night? So the people won't know what they're doing. But I share your concern. We're dealing with evil people who are doing evil things and damaging the health of people. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
Good night.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Fine. That was Tim calling from Indiana, and they're doing the same thing in Indiana. They're doing right over here in Santa Clara. They're doing it all across the country. The terrible threat of West Nile virus, and yet almost nobody's dying of West Nile virus. So they have another agenda, and just because the EPA says it's okay does not mean it's okay. Have anybody talked to the EPA at all about this chemtrails, Mike, you know?
I'm glad that you brought that up as well. Yes, a number of people have written the EPA and have actually addressed it specifically with the EPA, and it appears that all of these public officials are sweeping this under the rug. Now, you would think the EPA, because there is documented contamination, would have to address this issue. However, I think a number of people who are working for these agencies, and Francis Mangos has contacted, God, he had a stack of letters, many of them who are refusing to address this issue. I know one city council member in Mount Shasta had a meeting when they addressed this and asked them to look into it further, said this is not a Pandora's box that we want to open. This is something too big. So I think a number of these agencies simply don't know how to deal with this because it is such a massive it's a massive contamination that's occurring.
Is there any way you can get your seat to the county councils, to the you know, the boards of supervisors, to the city councils, and explain to them and get them to understand what this is about, and then have them begin to, because they have the power of government. Certainly the county attorney general could actually begin subpoenaing people to bring the facts out. They might not be very popular, might even be dangerous. But if we don't take a stand, then stand up and be counted now, or we're going to be counted out, and an awful lot of more people are going to die unnecessarily.
You're absolutely correct. And now more than ever, you know, a select few people have put political pressure on people, and it hasn't resulted in much. But you have to figure probably 90% of the population is largely unaware of these programs. And if they were, I think a number of them would take action. We do have a few attorneys and a few people who have filed lawsuits, and that's a step in the right direction. But this is not only a local issue, it's a city issue, it's a county issue, it's a federal issue, and it's a world issue. And if people banded together and started addressing this, and that's where the problem is. We're all getting sick from this. We're all under attack, without a doubt. But more people have to address this. And, you know, that's one of the things that we're hoping to do with the film is make people, A, aware of these programs, B, aware that they're a threat to both human health and ecology, and then C, now it is time to act. If you have a passion for local politics, you know, take it up to your city council meeting. If if you know how to address something at the county level, please go ahead and address it, or the federal level. But bottom line is this. We are in a real crisis, and this issue needs to be addressed. So we're literally just reaching out to people and trying to encourage them, hey, take the test, take the rain test, take the snow test. They're very simple to perform and very inexpensive. And then address these in a political level, or if you're an activist, you know, like myself and a number of other people, go out and start getting the word out, because I guarantee you, you're going to touch many people who probably would do something but aren't doing anything about this issue because they're unaware of it. So I think awareness right now is the key, and then, you know, the next stage of this is going to be action. So,
well, basically, Mike, how could people learn about doing the test? So you say it's a simple test to do. It's inexpensive, measuring the levels of aluminum. How could people learn about that so they can begin doing this in their own area and then, of course, begin pointing this out to people? They're poisoning the American people.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that we did when we were out in Hawaii. I gave a number talks to different communities out there. The tests are very simple, and you can find them on geoengineeringwatch.org. Again, geoengineeringwatch.org, and essentially, when at the beginning of a rainstorm, you want to put out, obviously, a sterile and a clean pan or tray and catch, you know, the beginning of the storm and get that water and then take it to a government lab. And they will give you the results. You can test for aluminum, barium, and strontium. And once you have those results, then you have a baseline and to start addressing this.
But where would you find a government lab to do that? I mean, would this be a state lab? Would this be a county lab? Where would the average person, Mr. Joe Blow out there, the listening audience, he wants to know where he's going to find a government lab to do the study. And will they do it if you just bring it in, or do you have to pay for it? What?
Well, you have to pay for it, and it costs around $20 per test. But Basic Lab is I think they're nationwide. So just Google Basic Lab and find a place near you, or you can even mail some of the tests in. So I think the people in Hawaii had mailed their tests into Basic Lab in California.
Okay, so basically what we really would need to get, it's called Basic Labs, and they do that, and I guess we can find it on the Internet. But, ladies and gentlemen, you need to find out if this is something there. Now, is this every place in the country, or is it just certain specific areas? If we live right on the ocean, are they spraying the ocean? Are they spraying seaside communities? This wouldn't seem to be very efficient, because certainly we have certainly very, very a great deal of clean air here, probably simply because the ocean to take all this debris out of here. But certainly, is there any specific areas that they're spraying more than others? Why would they be spraying the Sierras? I mean, certainly there are not very many people who live up there.
Right, and that's a good point. Yes, they are spraying over the ocean, and in terms of Hawaii, Hawaii is getting hit very hard. It appears that they're spraying, you know, a couple hundred miles offshore, and then by the time it gets to the island, that's when it begins to fall down and get into the rain and into the soil. But to answer your question, why are they spraying more in areas? Well, we've seen just a dramatic increase in about the past 2 years. They're spraying over the desert. They're spraying, you know, in the Midwest, when we're in Washington, D.C., they were spraying us like roaches. They're incredible. We got some great footage of it, very saddening, but we got some great footage. But Northern California, they've been getting hit unusually heavy around the Mount Shasta Redding area. They believe it's because that's where the jet stream comes in.
And you mean that they're spraying there because they can get the aluminum into the and the barium into the jet stream?
I believe so. You know, you have to realize one of the applications for the aerosol spraying believed to be is the HAARP program. Now, the HAARP program operates on different frequencies, so they emit frequencies into the sky. In order to do that, they require fine particulate metal to be in that air, so that they can emit these frequencies. So It appears that they want some type of particulate in the air at all times.
Well, have you heard anything at all about them spraying titanium and was including that with the aluminum and barium?
Yes, titanium is amongst one of the heavy metals that has been found.
And we heard this about 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years ago, that and there were government documents that even talked about spraying titanium. Now, if that's simply because it's reflective, do you think it's reflective has to do with HAARP, or what do you think it has to do with? And hang on that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey Water Good. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to learn about the total home filtration unit.